Sir, would you open your Bible? I'd like to show you why the Baptist faith is not biblical.
I don't have mine with me.
Well, could I tell you here? Take a gospel card. Look up our testing, sir.
Right.
We got a testing of the Smoky Mountain Jubilee.
Okay.
And we have a testing of the Baptist faith. Did you know it's invented by man and God hates things that are man-made traditions connected
to
him? Test yourself, sir. Come out of the world. Come out of every false way. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. You can know the perfect will of God. Folks, did you know there'll be no Baptists in heaven, no Lutherans, no Catholics? You got to come out of every false way. Did you know we have a testing that shows you why the Baptist faith is sinful? You can't carry it. You got to obey it.
I'd say you better get on your knees and pray.
You can't just carry a Bible. You got to obey it, folks. You're not obeying it. You haven't come out of the world. We love you. We love you. Saved is not a process of guaranteeing today. Saved is a long-term process. You have the hope of salvation. You believe in saved as in once saved, always saved. You believe in that process. No. The Bible says endure. The Bible says work out your salvation with fear and trembling. The Bible says leave every false tradition. Here you go, sir. Take a gospel card and test yourself. Why are you following man-made traditions and claiming Jesus, who hates every false way? Turn and repent. The Baptist faith is set for the wrath of God, neighbors. Wrath is coming for every false way, willful sin, lest you turn and be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You can't call someone brother as you live in sin and worldliness and false gospels and corrupt ways of man. The Baptists teach a false gospel, once saved, always saved, that doesn't call you out of the world. The Baptists are practicing pagan holidays. The Baptists keep feminization. Very feminized are the Baptists, women and men. The Bible says effeminate men will not inherit the kingdom of God. Revelation 21:8 says, fearful, timid men will not inherit the kingdom of God. Turn and repent, Americans, Baptists. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto you. You're not seeking the kingdom of God as you live in this false way.
Hey, Miss Joyce. How are you?
Hey, Bella, I'm good. How are you? All
right, we have a testing, ladies. We have a testing of this place of the Baptist faith. We call out their false gospel. Ladies, you're being deceived. You're feminized. Your heads are supposed to be covered. Your bodies are supposed to be covered. This is holiness and righteousness. You're supposed to come out of pagan holidays, Christmas and Easter. You're not supposed to follow a false gospel. It's loving. In Mark 10, Jesus said to the rich man, one thing you lack. Jesus loved him and told him what he lacked. We love to tell people their false gospel, their worldliness, and every false way, and what they lack. Turn and repent and seek the kingdom of God in righteousness. The Bible says in 2 Thessalonians 1, he's coming in flaming fire to destroy all those that don't know God and don't obey the gospel. Baptists and American churchianity does not obey the gospel, folks. You're not obeying the word of God. You're not obeying sound doctrine. You're not obeying the truth of Jesus Christ. Jesus said in John 8:32, the truth will set you free. You're not being set free by the truth lest you follow it, lest you walk in the truth, lest you keep it, lest you obey the truth. It's loving to tell you the truth, neighbor. Folks, you should look up our testing at don'tperish.com. We have a testing that shows you why the Baptist faith is not biblical. We have a testing that shows you why this Jubilee is not biblical. Did you know the gospel transforms your heart and your mind? It calls you out of your pride and your vanity. It calls you out of your worldliness. It calls you to sound doctrine, folks. It's loving to warn you. The wrath of God is coming for your worldliness and your false ways. James 4:4 says, whoever loves or is fond of the world is a friend of the world, James 4 says. That means fond of. Is an enemy of God. That means fond. A friend is fond. 1 John 2:15, whoever loves the things of the world. The Baptists are worldly and love the things of the world. Look at our testing. C.T. Townsend, worldly, carnal man. Look at the other men preaching false Calvinism.
How you doing tonight?
All right, sir.
Look at the other men. Selling the things of God. This is not of God. You have to turn and repent. You got to become a transformed child of the Most High. Are you living for the King of Kings? Have you been made new? Have you tested every false way to the Holy Scriptures? If you have not tested every false way to the Holy Scriptures, you're walking in darkness. Jesus said, John 3:19 through 21, light has come, but the light men hate and they run in darkness. Sir, did you know the Baptists are deceiving you with a false gospel and worldliness? Did you know the Baptists are deceiving you, folks, with worldliness and sin? Look up our testing at don'tperish.com, folks. Turn and repent. You can't just carry a Bible. You got to obey it and come out of the world, folks. Living like a worldly Baptist is going to cause you your soul. Baptists are set for the wrath of God, neighbor. We love you enough to tell you. The Baptist faith is set for the wrath of God, sir. Can you bring your Bible? Can you reason in the Scriptures? Do you know that you teach a false gospel as a Baptist? Did you know that all of the pride and vanity in who you are of the world, keeping many false ways? Pride and vanity, let's talk about this. Pride and vanity is not just what you wear. Pride in your heart. Pride in your heart for your false ways. For the Baptist faith, for your easy believism. We should be contending for Jesus Christ and His truth, not defending the Baptist faith. We should be contending for the truth of God, not defending the Baptist faith. Sir, I have a testing at don'tperish.com that shows you this event and the Baptists are unbiblical.
I got it all right here. Buddy.
But sir, you don't follow it. You're not following it, sir. You can carry the Bible around. The Mormons carry a Bible. Catholics carry a Bible. Sir, you're not following it to your own demise. You're going to lose your soul, your pagan holidays, your false gospel, your pagan holidays, your worldliness, your feminization. As I've been saying, Baptist men are feminized. They can hire all the security guards they want. They're feminized. Beyond a doubt. Effeminate men will not inherit the kingdom of God. Proverbs 28:1 says, the righteous are as bold as a lion. What does it mean to be bold? To be bold as a lion. Well, Jesus is that lion of Judah. He's coming in flaming fire. He's going to destroy all those that don't know God and don't obey the gospel. 2 Thessalonians 1. And so Jesus said, go into the world, preach the gospel, make disciples, teaching them to obey everything He's commanded. Let's talk about this. The Baptists don't preach the biblical gospel. The Baptists don't make biblical disciples. And the Baptists don't teach them to obey everything He's commanded. This is why we stand against the Baptist faith. This is why we have a testing to show you this is not of God. Loving our neighbor with a pure love today. If you open the Holy Scriptures, you'll find out Jesus wasn't a Baptist, sir. Test yourself to the biblical gospel. Jesus wasn't a Baptist. Why are you, sir? Jesus said, follow him. You're following man-made traditions that won't save your soul. No man can give an answer in the Word of God. Why is that? All these Baptists, many of them carrying the Word of God, but they can't give an answer in God's Word. Lifting up Jesus Christ, the biblical Savior. Asking you why you are a Baptist when Jesus was not.